Study Article 35. This article will be studied during the week of October 23rd through 29th. Continue to be patient. Theme text. Clothe yourselves with patience. Colossians 3:12. Song 114. Exercise patience. Preview. In Satan's world, patience is in short supply. However, the Bible tells us to clothe ourselves with patience. This article will show us why this quality is so important and how we can become more patient.
Paragraph 1. Question. Why do you appreciate people who are patient?
We all appreciate people who are patient. Why is that the case? We respect those who can wait for something without getting frustrated. We appreciate that others are patient with us when we make mistakes. And we are grateful that our Bible teacher was patient with us as we struggled to learn, accept, or apply a Bible teaching. Above all, how thankful we are that Jehovah God is patient with us.
Paragraph 2, question. In what situations may we find it difficult to be patient?
Although we value patience in others, we ourselves may not always find it easy to be patient. For example, we may struggle to stay calm when stuck in traffic, especially if we are running late. We may lose our temper when others irritate us. And at times, we could find it hard to keep waiting for Jehovah's promised new world. Would you like to be more patient? In this article, we will consider what it means to be patient and why it is so important. We will also review what can help us to develop more patience. What does it mean to be patient?
Paragraph 3. Question. How does a patient person react when provoked?
Consider four ways we can demonstrate patience. First, a patient person is slow to anger. He tries to stay calm and to hold back from retaliating when provoked or under stress. The phrase slow to anger first appears in the Bible when Jehovah is described as a God merciful and compassionate, slow to anger and abundant in loyal love and truth. Exodus 34:6.
Paragraph 4. Question. How does a patient person react when he has to wait?
Second, a patient person can wait calmly. If something takes longer than expected, such a person tries to avoid becoming restless or irritable. There are many situations in which we need to wait calmly. For example, we need to listen patiently while someone is speaking, without interrupting. We may also need patience when helping a student to understand a Bible teaching or to overcome a bad habit.
Paragraph 5. Question. What is another way to demonstrate patience?
Third, a patient person is not rash. Granted, some situations require quick action. However, when a patient person has an important task to accomplish, he does not rush into it, nor does he rush through it. Rather, he sets aside a reasonable amount of time to plan what he will do. Then he gives the task the time that it requires.
Paragraph 6. Question. How does a patient person react when facing trials or adversity?
Fourth, a patient person strives to bear trials without complaining. In this sense, patience is closely related to endurance. Of course, it is not wrong to open up to a close friend and express how we feel about a trial. However, a patient person will do his best to continue enduring while maintaining a positive attitude. As Christians, we need to show all these facets of patience. Why? Let us consider a few reasons. Why patience is so important?
Paragraph 7. Question. According to James 5, 7 and 8, why is patience so important?
Patience is essential for our salvation. Like faithful servants of the past, we need to wait patiently for God to fulfill His promises. The Bible compares our situation to that of a farmer.
James 5, 7 and 8 reads,
"Be patient then, brothers, until the presence of the Lord. Look, the farmer keeps waiting for the precious fruit of the earth, exercising patience over it, until the early rain and the late rain arrive. You too, exercise patience. Make your hearts firm, because the presence of the Lord has drawn close.
A farmer works hard to plant and water his crop, but he does not know exactly when it will grow. So the farmer waits patiently, trusting that he will reap a crop. Likewise, we stay busy in spiritual activities, even though we do not know on what day our Lord is coming. Matthew 24:42. We wait patiently, confident that in His due time, Jehovah will fulfill all that He has promised. If we were to become impatient, we might get tired of waiting and start drifting away from the truth. We could also begin to pursue things that might give us instant gratification. But if we are patient, we can endure to the end and be saved.
In the picture collage for paragraph 7, a farmer sows seeds in a field. In the next scene, he scans the field for any growth. In the final scene, he stands joyfully among his sprouting crop as the rain falls. The picture caption reads, "Just as a farmer waits patiently, trusting that he will reap a crop in time, we wait patiently, confident that Jehovah will fulfill all His promises in His due time." Paragraph 8. Question. How does patience help us in our dealings with others?
Patience helps us in our dealings with others. It helps us to listen attentively when others speak. Patience also promotes peace. It protects us from reacting too quickly and saying something unkind when we are under stress. And if we are patient, we will be slow to anger when someone hurts our feelings. Instead of retaliating, we will continue putting up with one another and forgiving one another freely.
Colossians 3:12-13 reads,
"Accordingly, as God's chosen ones, holy and loved, clothe yourselves with the tender affections of compassion, kindness, humility, mildness, and patience. Continue putting up with one another and forgiving one another freely, even if anyone has a cause for complaint against another. Just as Jehovah freely forgave you, you must also do the same."
Paragraph 9. Question. How does patience help us when we need to make decisions?
Patience can also help us to make better decisions. Instead of being hasty or impulsive, we will take the time to research and evaluate the options that we have.
Proverbs 21:5 reads,
"The plans of the diligent surely lead to success, but all who are hasty surely head for poverty."
For example, if we are looking for work, we might be inclined to accept the first offer we receive, even if the job will interfere with our worship to Jehovah. However, if we are patient, we will take the time to consider such factors as the location, the hours, and the impact the job could have on our family and spiritual life. By being patient, we may avoid making a bad decision. How to develop more patience?
Paragraph 10. Question. How can a Christian develop and maintain patience?
Pray for more patience. Patience is an aspect of the fruitage of the Spirit, so we can pray for Holy Spirit and ask Jehovah to help us cultivate its fruitage. If we face a situation that tests our patience, we keep on asking for Holy Spirit to help us be patient. Luke 11:9-13. We can also ask Jehovah to help us see matters from His point of view. Then, after praying, we need to do our best to be patient each day. The more we pray for patience and strive to be patient, the more this quality will take root in our hearts and become part of our personality.
Paragraphs 11 and 12. Question. How has Jehovah shown patience?
Meditate on Bible examples. The Bible contains many examples of people who were patient. By meditating on those accounts, we can learn ways to demonstrate patience. Before we consider some of these examples, let us look at the most outstanding example of patience, Jehovah. In the Garden of Eden, Satan slandered Jehovah's name and attacked his reputation as a fair and loving ruler. Instead of immediately destroying the slanderer, Jehovah exercised patience and self-control, knowing that it would take time to prove that his rulership is best. And while waiting, he has endured reproach that has been brought on his name. Additionally, Jehovah has been waiting patiently so that more people can have the opportunity to obtain everlasting life. As a result, millions of people have come to know him. If we focus on the benefits of Jehovah's patience, we will likely find it easier to wait for his time to bring the end.
Paragraph 13. Question. How has Jesus perfectly imitated his Father's patience?
Jesus perfectly imitates his Father's patience, and he demonstrated this quality while on earth. It must not always have been easy for him to show patience, especially toward the hypocritical scribes and Pharisees. Yet just like his Father, Jesus was slow to anger. He did not retaliate when he was insulted or provoked. Jesus patiently endured trials without complaining. No wonder the Bible tells us to consider closely the one who has endured such hostile speech from sinners. Hebrews 12:2-3. With Jehovah's help, we too can patiently endure any trials that come our way.
The picture for paragraph 13 shows a couple in the ministry, speaking calmly to an angry householder. The picture caption reads, "Patience will help us to be slow to anger when provoked." Paragraph 14. Question. What can we learn from Abraham's patience?
What if our expectations about the end have not yet been fulfilled? Maybe we expected the end to come long ago. We may fear that we will not live long enough to see it. What can help us to continue to wait patiently? Consider Abraham's example. When Abraham was a childless 75-year-old man, Jehovah promised him, "I will make you a great nation." Genesis 12:1-4. Did Abraham see that promise fulfilled? Not completely. After crossing the Euphrates River and waiting 25 years, Abraham did see the miraculous birth of his son Isaac, and after another 60 years, his grandsons Esau and Jacob were born.
Hebrews 6:15 reads,
"So after Abraham had shown patience, he obtained this promise."
But Abraham never saw his descendants become a great nation and inherit the promised land. However, that faithful man did enjoy a close friendship with his Creator. And when Abraham is resurrected, how thrilled he will be to learn that his faith and patience resulted in blessings for all nations. What is the lesson? We personally may not see all of Jehovah's promises fulfilled right away. However, if we are patient like Abraham, we can be sure that Jehovah will reward us now and even more so in his promised new world.
Depicted in the image for paragraph 14 is an elderly brother meditating on the Bible account of Abraham looking at a starlit sky. The picture caption reads, "If we imitate the patience of Abraham, we can be sure that Jehovah will reward us now, and even more so in his promised new world." Paragraph 15. Question. What could we consider during our personal study?
The Bible contains many other examples of people who were patient. Why not make it a study project to examine such examples?
The footnote reads, "To find Bible accounts about patience, you could consult the heading Patience in the Watchtower Publications Index."
For instance, although David was anointed at an early age to be the future king of Israel, he had to wait many years before he received the kingship. Simeon and Anna worshipped Jehovah faithfully while they waited for the promised Messiah. As you study such accounts, look for the answers to the following questions. What may have helped this person to show patience? How did he benefit by being patient? How can I imitate him? You might also benefit by learning about those who did not show patience. You might ask, what may have contributed to their lack of patience? What consequences did they face?
Paragraph 16. Question. What are some benefits of being patient?
Consider the benefits of being patient. When we are patient, we are happier and calmer. Thus, patience can improve our mental and physical health. When we are patient with others, we enjoy better relationships with them. Our congregation becomes more united. If someone provokes us, our being slow to anger can prevent the situation from getting worse. But most of all, when we are patient, we imitate our Heavenly Father and draw even closer to Him.
Paragraph 17. Question. What should we be determined to do?
What an appealing and beneficial quality patience is. While we may not always find it easy to be patient, with Jehovah's help, we can continue to cultivate this quality. And as we patiently wait for the new world, we can be confident that the eye of Jehovah watches over those fearing Him, those waiting for His loyal love. Psalm 33:18. May we all be determined to continue clothing ourselves with patience. How would you answer? What does it mean to be patient? Why is it important to be patient? How can we develop more patience? Song 41, Please Hear My Prayer. End of article.